Hi, Ragna. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Oh, gosh. I've had all year to practice. Well, welcome back. Yes, it's been a year since we chatted. And what are we chatting about?
We're talking about Five Point and Aspen.
Yay. Which will soon be coming. Well, we'll also be coming to Carbondale. We'll talk about that later. But yes, Five Point starts in Aspen tonight.
That's right. We have two nights. We're kicking off the new decade in true Five Point fashion. It's like a little mini festival up there.
Oh,
all
nice.
Fresh, new programming, special guests. MC Patio is going to be making us laugh. And
we're really excited.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. And so the kickoff is at the Wheeler?
Correct.
Okay. And what are you guys going to do then?
Well, we're starting out with a VIP party for some of our partners, which will be great. And then we're just going to roll into an awesome night. We have 10 films each night, all new programming, so nothing from last year. We're super excited to just be stepping into the new decade in full Five Point fashion.
Oh, that's awesome. So you can go tonight and see the films and go tomorrow night and they're different?
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Very cool.
So all of the films are between 5 and 20 minutes, I would say.
Uh-huh.
And, you know.
And they're from all over the place. They're far flung.
Yep.
They are definitely world traveling type of shows or whatever. And so what are some of the highlights that you think? I know it's hard.
Right? It is. It's really hard.
Pick your favorite baby.
Okay. No, I can't really do that.
I know.
Well, I do want to mention we have some really special guests. So
okay.
I should mention their films.
Absolutely.
Tonight we have a film called Out on a Limb.
Ooh.
And it's about a unique friendship between an inventor and industrial designer, Kai Lin, who is here visiting us, and Craig DiMartino, who is an adaptive climber. And they met to work on a project about creating an adapted climbing boot for Craig.
Oh my gosh.
And the way that Kai Lin conceptualized it was by looking at mountain goat hooves.
Oh my goodness.
And so we were chatting last night and he said that he thought, you know, if those goats can stand out on, you know, the tiniest ledge vertical, then humans can do that too. So he started looking at the design of, you know, the anatomy of their hooves.
Oh my gosh.
And the little suction underneath it, because they have really tiny hooves, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. You look at a mountain goat and literally, you know what I think of? Stiletto heels.
Yeah.
Heels.
Yeah.
It looks
exactly
like they're in a pair of high heels on the side of a mountain.
Exactly.
And you're like, what the heck? How does that work?
Yeah, so apparently his first design was, you know, really mimicked that. And he said that it looked kind of creepy.
Yeah.
You know?
Because it probably looked like a stiletto. That's
exactly
why.
So he made some adaption to that. But yeah, so I'm excited.
So
both of those two will be there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That right there is worth the trip up valley to go check that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then one of my other favorite films that we programmed is called Chasing the Sublime. And it's about another friendship between two women, an older woman and a younger woman, who are open water swimmers.
Oh.
And you know how Five Point is really, well, our five points.
Yeah.
Purpose, commitment, respect, humility, and balance. And stories that, you know, exemplify this in people's lives, that adventure belongs to everybody. And often it's the stepping in. It's not the actual doing once you're there, but it's the courage to step in.
The process.
Yeah. So this film, speaks to that beautifully.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's awesome. And look at, we've got this great, like, cozy weather. This always, honestly, this makes me want to, like, you know, get involved in something like this, because, like, oh, you got the snow coming and you go in and you watch these adventure films and listen to these wonderful speakers. And you've got a fundraiser part aspect to it tonight, right?
Yeah, actually, we do both nights. We have a great silent auction. So we have some wonderful gear partners who have, you know, generously donated the season's freshest new gear. So people, and then a bunch of local businesses and partners have also contributed. So it's going to be a really fun auction.
Oh, that's it's great. The Valley knows how to step up. And
that sounds
great. Let's see. What else you got going? What do you do up there? I mean, right? You've got, tonight starts at?
So the films start at 7 o'clock each night.
Okay.
And we do have an intermission. They run probably close to 9:45, I guess, with all our speakers and intermission.
And it's at the Wheeler both nights? Okay.
Mm-hmm, at the Wheeler both nights.
And then you're going to, in a few months, swing on back down here to Carbondale, right?
That's right.
For our birthday.
Yeah, exactly.
For our birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, something new this year is that we're actually expanding the festival from 4 to 5 days.
Whoa.
Yeah. So we're doing it because Wednesday, the 22nd. So the dates are the 22nd through the 26th of April.
Okay.
Wednesday, the 22nd, is the 50th anniversary of Earth Day.
Oh, I know. I always love that Earth Day is right there at the end of April.
So we decided that, we would be remiss if we didn't kick off Five Point in Carbondale with a great Five Point style Earth Day celebration.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so that's awesome.
We're going to expand into Wednesday, and it's the focus is going to be around our local youth. Uh-huh. And we're doing a summit at the Roaring Fork High School.
Wow, that's and now, we're do you do getting a some film thing with kids too? Am I wrong? Is that
No, you're right.
Okay.
Yeah, we do.
I kind of interrupted you there because all of a sudden I went, wait, I remember this.
Yeah, no. So this is an expansion of our educational outreach. We do have students to the festival on Thursday. Last year we had a record breaking 600 students from all across the valley who came to enjoy the festival, and that's all free programming.
That's great.
But this year we're actually, we're going into the classroom with some films, and then we're doing this youth-led summit at Roaring Fork High School on Wednesday to celebrate Earth Day and to celebrate, you know, the next generation and what they're thinking. And
well, I was just going to say, the youth is really, you know, they're leading us right now.
Exactly.
You know, we've got Greta out there. She's, you know, I know a lot of focus is on her, but there's a lot of Gretas in the world.
There sure are.
And that's wonderful. Well, thank you. Is there anything else you want to highlight that's going on? Like, how do I find out about tickets? Let's go there.
Okay. Yeah. So tickets are at the Wheeler box office or at AspenShowTix.com.
There you go.
And it's going to be a really cozy night and super inspirational. I really hope that people can come out and look forward to stepping into the new decade. Let's do this.
Let's do it. The Roaring 20s, right?
That's right.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by and
letting
us know. All right.